Today we have seen the gospel of the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd is an important image. And you'll notice that in the reading, there is a metaphor in the church kept the metaphor, I thought, because Jesus was using a metaphor of himself being the shepherd. And this is an important thing. But more importantly, it's all about community and building community following Jesus. For Jesus exemplified a ministry of service. And we should always understand ourselves as being the servant church. We are called to that end. And we are, in my own experience with Agassiz, a very serving community. I was delighted as we were talking about the face masks, that we would get the masks from Kathy and then distribute them, and the money that would come in we would put towards the climate fund. And that's an exciting image to have, that we are a community that shares. And that's the vision of the Christian community. It's not to have power. It's not to be dominant. It's to be reconciling and healing and making life better for all. And I pray that in this time of uncertainty and fear, that we follow the example of the Good Shepherd. For it would be easy to follow other examples of power and disdain for authority and being thinking that authority is useless. But we are called to now be a people that love and that follows the community of Jesus, following in the sense that we are one with God and that God is love, and that through God we have hope. We know that we're not going to be stuck in this time of pandemic forever, but right now it's a time to care for ourselves, to listen to the scientists, and that others to be serving, to serve in our own homes. I mean, being locked down with your partner may not be easy day in and day out, and there may be moments of when you're getting loved by family members because you're so close and you feel you can't get out. Well, it's a good time to remember, what would Jesus do in this situation? And remember that we follow Jesus. He is our shepherd. And his shepherd is loving and kind. And the way to having life forever with energy is to follow Jesus. And I pray that in this difficult time that we are ready to follow Jesus and do what we can. We are the people of God, the people who follow the Good Shepherd. He knows us and we know him. He knows our voices and he heeds to our voices. And I pray that we may all be blessed as we journey together. Amen.